All right, buddy.
Hello.
We're here. Go ahead.
Hi, Ron. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the BBS radio show. This is Ann, and we have Ron Amatron tonight for a full hour of healings and information about the Creation Lightship. Welcome, everyone. Oh, I should say the date. It is Saturday night, January, I'm just making sure, 12th. So welcome, everyone. And go ahead, Ron.
So, we may have two co-hosts today. I don't know. I'm about to say it. If Kathy's out there, maybe BBS can try Kathy.
I think Kathy was planning to co-host tonight, though I'm always happy to. But I was just on last night, so everyone's probably tired of me.
Yeah, don't see what happens here. So, anyway, kind of a goofy day here a little bit. I somehow thought that today was yesterday. Tomorrow. So I didn't think about having a show, and I go, oh man, I got BBS tonight.
Well, Ron, can I just say, just not from me, but from everyone, we appreciate you so much. And you're in the moment, and it's hard for you always to get all the little details straight, so don't worry about it. It's no big thing. Maybe we can do it a little quick mental clearing.
Yeah, and you can hang out.
Okay, hi, Kathy. So we're having a party, a busy party.
Oh, you know, it sounds fun.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Ann.
Hi. So, good evening. I've already kind of said hello and welcome to everybody. So we have two co-hosts tonight. Well, maybe I should. You probably have things planned and all. Why don't I just hang up and let you two take the show?
Okay.
Sure, Ann. Thank you so much for being there.
No problem. I'm delighted. I look forward to hearing it, and you guys have a lovely hour.
Thank you. We'll see you in the chat room.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're in the fast chat. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi, so everybody. So let's do a clarion here. I've seen a lot of weird stuff the last couple of days of just people not looking too well, different. Driving felt like I was not even like I just landed here, so to speak. That might be the wrong words to say, but like normally the road was like it was not there driving. Okay, that's what I can say. So anyway, things are happening. The timelines are being shifted, and I'm sure that everything is getting goofy out there. And you guys might check that yourself if you see any new replicas around or people that just don't get it. So we'll turn it back over to Kathy here. We can do a clearing, too, for people on something, see if we have anything that pops up. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. We have a lot of listeners tonight, some new ones. There's a lot of people fast chat, so hello to everybody. And thank you for putting down your requests for light being healers tonight. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, where Ron escorts us to the Creation Lightship for all over healing and multiple healing. And as Ron explained, we do go with Ron. He is our escort because the healings only occur in the present moment, which would be today, January 12, 2013. And so, it's an opportunity to get some attention to areas that might bother you. So each healing is personal, so you would just request that either out loud or on paper to the light being once Ron takes us to the specialized healing areas. And for the new listeners, the requests I was mentioning were not for your healings to post in the fast chat, but to post places of healing areas that Ron takes us to with the various light beams. So you can just listen and enjoy what's going on, watch the fast chat, and Ron will escort us as always. So Ron, would you kindly explain some of the what goes on the light ship to some of the new listeners, and is everyone included?
Yeah, when you go to the light ship, instantly you're scanned. They see what is changed in your spiritual blueprint. So they can get a whole database on you from when you were first born to now, and then they can show those things to you, and you're talking with them or communicating consciously some way. And there's may be some things that you don't really care about too much, and other things may be more critical, but it's up to you to decide what healings you want to have. So when you request something down here, it doesn't mean that it'll be done up there because you're talking with them also. And they may find something that is much more critical or has a higher priority of healing than what you're expecting to have here, not even knowing about what your condition is. So when you go there, that's what happens. You select your own doctor teams, and that rooms that I take people into are going to be rooms also that you're at free choice to decide what team to work with. And every team is going to be working with you that you select. And if you want to change your teams, you can. So normally you have different light beam doctors for each room that you go into. And that's the way the healings work. The healings are basically the effectiveness of them. How effective your healing is going to be is according to your predisposition on healing. So what did your parents think on healings from light? What did your ancestors think of healings from light? Did they ever know about it? Maybe they don't think that you can have a healing other than maybe going to the witch doctor or the shaman or somebody. So right away, if you have that in your consciousness from your ancestors, you may not expect much or have much happening to you because it's according to your belief system. That's why you definitely need to have the emotional clearing in order to have better results for clearing. That's what I always tell people now, because some people just don't get it, and they don't understand it. They don't know how the darkness in you that's resurfaced in this lifetime, that's kicking out your spirit, preventing you from having healing, is going to affect the healing process. And it's very, very important to have more of your spirit that was born with you during these sessions. And you have to have your body cleaned out to have more of your spirit energy. That's the way it works. No spirit, no healing. So hopefully that's understood by all of you. And when you go to the light ship, you're bilocated out of time. You're where you are right now, and you're also there. And for the people that are maybe a little more, hate to use the word gifted, but more in tune with what's going on, they will actually see light beams and see things happening and bring back the visions here. And that happens to a lot of people. And once you see a light beam and see the energies working with you and how quick and fast they work and how painless it is, and it is changing blueprints on you, you feel very nice, very good, and very honored, and it's a very sacred experience for you as they start working with you. So we'll go to the light ship probably in about 10-15 minutes here. And I don't have a way to see what's on the fast chat or anything else, so I'll just need Kathy to maybe give me I'll do 8 rooms according to what people would like to request. I may go do a few more. I'll have Kathy just repeat the room here as we do them, and she can check them off. So,
okay, sure.
So what we'll do is a clearing here for people. We'll do a clearing for entities. This we do on our Friday calls. This will be just a sample. So you need to think of a problem that you're dealing with. We'll just work on an addiction today. So think of one of your addictions. It could be eating popcorn. You might be a heavy smoker. You might drink, maybe you drink too much water. That could be an addiction, you know? Or maybe you drink something else. So maybe you drink lots of coffee. Or maybe you drink something that's, an alcoholic a beverage or something. But it depends what you want to request. Lights, beings, and the healings don't really judge you. All you're saying is, hey, I have this darkness in me, which is mind energy, and it's programming me to do this, and I want to get it released. So we're going to release entities that have that addiction. And remember, they knew that you had it once, and then they hopped on board, and all of a sudden they're with you. So let's say that you never drank coffee in your life, and you had a cup of coffee, and you really liked it, so you had 5 cups. Well, right away, entities that know about drinking coffee will hop into your body, and now you wonder why you're always drinking 5 cups or more of coffee. And you go, wow, I liked it once, tasted great or whatever, and I did overindulge myself one time, but now I keep doing it. I don't know what's happening. So that's the old saying, the devil made me do it. That's the entities. And they're stronger than your own spirit. is stronger than your mind, because they're more physical and attached to programs that are around this planet. So entities are probably the worst thing that could ever happen to this planet, is to have entities recycling through generations, through your soul family, and everything else. So think if you're one addiction, we'll do a clearing now to get rid of, you know, some of the entities. I can't say they're all going to be gone, but ones that are taking you into the realm of addictions on your own particular addiction situation. So here we go. Think of that right now. If you don't think of anything, nothing will happen. It's light. You have to judge yourself, the light to look at you. So here we go, and the light sees you as perfect, so it's not going to do anything to change your reality, because you're having a wonderful experience. Even if you're in a lot of pain or anguish or being upset, this is what you chose to experience, and it's perfect. So here we go, entity release. Think of your addiction, you're going to release it now, one or two, three, four, five entities. So here we go, maybe more, who knows. One, two, three, four, okay, they're getting released, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do some more, but some people actually feel their body shake. You feel your body like quiver, shake, a jerk. That's because they're leaving you. Your spirit is pushing them out of your body now, and the light chip is helping to facilitate this here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, if you are like a smoker, for instance, put a package of cigarettes in front of you, and just see if you really want to have that cigarette. If you have some other addiction, just see if you want to indulge in it. That may be something else that you may be experiencing tomorrow. Maybe you have an addiction to go to church, and you ask to have that released from you, and maybe the entity's left you. So you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and say, I don't think I want to go to church anymore. I don't want to shake hands with the aliens. So here we go. So back to you, Kathy. We'll see what's clicking on the fast chat here.
Ron, would you please activate the peace energy of the light being on the VBS Radio Creation Light Chip page?
Okay, here we go. So just watch the light being. It'll be activated throughout this program here. And this will work live on the archives, too. It'll work five times. So here we go. So if you activate the light being for five different archives, it will come on five times for you, and after that, the energy will stop. So here we go. The reason why it stops is because I only run so much energy to people here, and I need to keep my energy more sacred and to be able to do more healing. So here we go. One, here comes the light beam energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll bring in the non-gender ones tonight here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So you should feel or sense the room changing around you. You should feel more peaceful. Should feel like it's not as heavy, not as dense, and you should also be able to see the light being changing colors, become more three-dimensional, and the eyes should become very bright. Back to you, Kathy.
And Ron, would you like the listeners to send their questions tonight to clsquestions@yahoo.com, as we've been doing?
Yeah, that's where we're taking questions now. Because sometimes the fast chat gets too cluttered up. If you can't do that, then we will accept the fast chat. But I would prefer going to CLS questions so we can use them in other shows too. If it happens to be a good question, we'll have a record of it there. So that's where we want to have questions, because what we're finding is that some people have mentioned to me that the fast chat takes people sideways. They keep watching it to see what other people are talking about. And when that happens, you're not in the moment. and you're not listening to the program because you're attempting to interact with the fast chat. So, and that's mind energy. So I want you all to become heart-centered and not to deal with that. So if you do have a question, even if you can type it in before any of the programs that we have, that would be great. And if you need to have it show up on a certain day, if you're going to only be like on the Saturday calls here and you want it for next Saturday, then just put that in there too in the subject box. So let's do a clearing here. We're going to do a clearing for entities that were attached to clone replicas that are here. These are the true clones that are invading the planet here. And the humans that used to be here are probably now in cans waiting to be processed and fed to alien groups out there. This is what's happening. That's why you're seeing people disappearing and everything else. And so there may be entities that have been into a clone, and all of a sudden this is a brand new life form here. And all of a sudden, they don't get the energy. Now they came into you, and maybe you got some alien critters on you from that cloned replica that was here. Remember, they have to look like the people that were here. So just a whole different frequency of energy. If you want to, you know, in a sense, state that what's here now is, we'll just say, the fourth dimension energies, because it's not what it used to be in 2012. If you want to say that, that could possibly be one way of looking at it. So people did do the ascension. They got out of here in the darkness, and that's what happened. The ones that are still here that are human are going to be looking around wondering what's going on here, and that's what's happening. So here we go. I'm going to take away the emotional bodies of clones that have now attached to you because you have more energy for them to steal energy from. And maybe they went into a clone by accident and said, gee, what's this here? I'm not getting nothing off of them right now because their programs are not installed fully. Here we go. So releasing emotional bodies from clones that are attached to you because they body hop all over the place. So one, two, three, maybe you got some really strange alien critters from these energies. That's why you do the call tomorrow or Sunday calls. One, releasing these, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'm getting rid of entities that are attached above your shoulders. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we probably got rid of maybe about 1% of them there, so let's see how you're feeling. You should feel better. Back to you, Kathy.
That felt great. Thank you, Ron. So Ron just cleared, first he cleared entities for addictions. And someone asked if there was a whole life entity clearing on the website. So I just want to point out that there is a whole life entity clearing for us to use all the time at creationlightship.com. And so it would be a whole life price, and then you can get unlimited for an additional $50. And this is one of the healings that Ron recommends highly, and also one of the weekly conferences he does to help us get rid of the many, many entities that are on us and come at us, and we get them all the time. So you would to join that weekly conference, you would go to the top of the website and look under weekly clearings and special events, and you'll be taken to a menu. You'll see his teleconferences there, and you can purchase those directly from the website for $20 each. And it's via PayPal. You get a confirming email, and in the email you'll get a phone number to call in and a PIN number to use during that teleconference call, and of course a scheduled time. And so they're $20, and they're available Ron does them every week. There's the clone removal, clearing the entities, and the energetic cording release, as well as on Wednesdays, he takes us to Light Ship again for specialized healing and includes 7 days of light-activated water with divine light codes from the light being. So it's a very good experience. If you're bothered by entities and feel them, it's recommended that you join in and help yourself to clear them out. The online clearings work very well. The light beings come through the monitor to work with you wherever you are. Anything you'd like to add about that, Ron, for our new listeners?
Yeah, the entities are what probably is giving you a lot of your life story. And so they can come into you, you know, from a younger age and stay with you and bring in their complete storyline from other people that they body hopped with. Remember, you could have entities that have been in millions of bodies, and they just came into you because they liked you according to the experience that you were dealing with. And they have, you know, billions of bodies that they probably body hop from, and they have all these talents and addictions and things that they can bring forth and activate in you. So another way of stating that is that along with your DNA being messed up by your parents from not cleaning themselves out before they conceived you, along with all of your other ancestors, that's what starts your major storylines. And then from there, the entities come in and get activated because you're running a storyline. Remember, if you didn't have any activated DNA in you and you didn't work with timelines or live on timelines, because the DNA also works with timelines, then you'd be in the moment continuously and you'd have no storyline, which means that that's what you want to get rid of. So the replicas come into you, clones, according to that too. But the main thing is entities. Entities come into you and they express and work through these energies that you already have stored inside of you. Then from there they can bring forth whatever they want in you. And you can have an entity that maybe you're afraid of something. And well, maybe when you're 3 years of old, you're afraid of it. All these entities came in, so for your whole life now you're afraid of doing something. It's not that your body doesn't want to do it, it's that the entities that are in you don't want to do it. They don't want to have that experience. You know, so that's the whole thing, is get rid of the entities and you may have a better life. And they also can bring in physical conditions. So, you know, if you have, say, a lung condition, then entities will come into you, thousands of them that have lung problems, and you may have a really difficult time trying to heal yourself only because these entities that are with you are taking the energy of your healing away. And they're living off of that. They're not trying to get well. They're just living off of the energy that you're emitting. And they're stealing your healing energy from you. That's what entities do. So just think how many people actually physically died because entities took them over. I would say probably, you know, maybe 90% of the people living at one point in time who had these entities now are dead, and the entities actually killed them. So we can go to the light ship now, unless you have another question that's kind of pertinent to what we're talking about. Kathy, nothing's there. We'll go to the light ship.
I just wanted to mention, okay, thank you, Ron. Well, I think we could go. I've got some rooms here I can read to you. But first, I just wanted to mention if everyone could read the fast chat. The moderator has posted the email address in case you didn't catch it. And you can send those questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. It's in the fast chat posted. Thank you, Cindy. And I have the Yahoo mail open right now, so I'll be watching for the questions. So having said that, I think people are ready. They've got their requests in. I've got them down, Ron. So
okay.
I'm sure we can go to the light ship.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So you can bring up, this only works live on the Saturday programs. If you're listening to the archive any day of the week, then it's just not going to work for you. You have to be live listening when the show is live to go to the light ship. So here we go. You can bring up your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, if you wish. and according, you know, also yourself, naturally. So we're going to go up, and you're going to be bilocated out of time. So you're still going to be where you're sitting, but you're going to feel the energy around you changing, and it may have already changed. So you're going to be like you're, you know, not connected to anything energetically here, which means that things are not cording you. And so that's why we have a cording call, because everything gets corded here also, besides entities connecting with you. Cording is from other people's mind energy, trapping you to do things and et cetera. So here we go. So you won't be corded now. And I'm going to go up. So I'll count to five to go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And since we're up there, we're going to go into the first room now. And you're already connected with all the doctor teams. And right now we're going into the hot tub room. And the hot tub room is where they do detox on us. And if you have some type of addiction, you may want to request a healing for that in the detox room too. Maybe you are filled full of nicotine from smoking, and you may want to get detoxed out. So you could request that. And you could have possibly a little bit of an emotional roller coaster ride or physical roller coaster ride through it, because you may have some residual effects from that if it's a really, really bad poisoning in your body. So then you want to drink lots of water. But here we go. We're going to the detox room. And here comes the energy. Right now we're dealing with a pink energy for everybody, a pink gel is going to be forming around you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll take us into another room. And we're going to go into a room that has the rainbow waterfall. And it's a very, very pretty. This will help to also cleanse you as much as it can do. And it cleanses you very well on the light ship. And when you request your healing in each room, then it will affect you and heal you. Like I said, the reason why you know, don't have a healing down here is because you're still drunked up, full of emotional stuff, judgment, and that takes over the healing. So you want to do clearing to get that out of you. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. That's why he came. So this isn't much of a, you know, a no-brainer, you know, when you look at it. Yeah, why did he come? Well, healed people. Yeah, why did he heal them? He healed them because they pulled up gunk and they had to get the gunk out for ascension. Wow, okay, that makes a lot of sense to me, you might say. Okay, well, still here right now, so you need to get rid of that stuff so you can have more of your spirit with you. So here we go, going into this particular room here, Rainbow Waterfall, and you may feel the energy around you. Here it comes, and it only comes when I command the energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and if anybody's really intuitive, you may actually see the rooms before I even mention them. But the energy will not come to you until I command the energy down here. Next, we're going into the room. I'll do a couple of rooms, and we'll see what Kathy has. I'll go into the room that has the small deers. They're very, very precious. And the deers will put the little paws on you. And some actually make a sound to help heal you, too. So here they come. The deer energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, request your healing. So first room, Kathy?
Dragons.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've been seeing lots of dragons in the sky the last few days here. And the dragons are what are used, are here to help get rid of the alien ship clouds. So here comes the dragon energies on the light ship. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, that's the dragon energy. Okay, next room, please.
Whales.
Okay, so we got whales coming. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I'll bring some more energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Kathy, which one's next?
Birds.
Okay, we're going to the bird room here. Here they come. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Next room, please.
Something for circulation, circulatory.
Okay. So we'll go on to that room. We have a clearing on the website for that. If you have a problem with circulation, it's either get the circulatory clearing, which I'd recommend getting the bundle, which is the body jumpstart. That has much more clearings with that package. But here we go, going into a room to help circulatory situations. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Next room, please.
Cats, kitty cats.
Okay, we'll go to the room where they have kitty cats. Here we go. So we'll have to go into the dog room. So here comes the cats. So stronger, stronger, and just request your healing. You might feel them walking on top of you. So stronger, stronger. They purr too. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Now we'll go to where the dogs are. This is the puppy room. The little puppies will come to you. So here they come. So one, request your healing. Two, three, four, and five. Okay? And I'll just mention, if you haven't seen the YouTube video of the cat barking, that's entities. So just type it in. Cat barking. It'll be very funny to you probably watching the cat do this. And then on the other hand, it's like, wow, that cat got possessed by a dog. A dog spirit went into the cat. So anyway, next room, Kathy.
Ponies.
Ponies? Okay, so
Yes. Whatever
type you like. I myself am seeing little Shetland ponies right now, so here they come. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to go into a room that will help people in case they have maybe a sinus condition, nasal drip, sore throat, something like that. So we're going to go into that room. And if you do have that as a concern, just request healing there. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Wow. And back to you, Kathy. We'll do one more room. So just pick one out there that sounds good to you. Hello, Kathy. Well, I'll pick a room then. Okay, so I'll get a room here. So we're going to go into the room that has the flowers, and there's large bumblebees that you can ride on. So this is quite nice. You can pet the bumblebees if you want. And you can also go into the room where the dolphins are. So we'll be in basically three rooms in a sense. And you can put your hand out in front of your body if you wish, if you want to pet the dolphins, or maybe, stroke the fur on the bumblebees. You can do that. You actually will probably actually feel it down here. So you're doing that now. Here comes the energy for healing. So request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's go into one final room. This is the room that has, and I always like to go into this room. This is the room that's like the rainforest. Very peaceful, very beautiful, a lot of flowers, a lot of fine things around, little dragonflies and butterflies and birds. So it's quite a nice thing. So here we go. We're going into this room, request your healing. And we'll see what can come to you to help you out there. So here we go. Here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll come back from the light shift now, everybody. So light beings are having like a little consultation with you. And remember, you're completely out of time. You're in the now. So they could talk for a long time, dark time, but down here we're controlled by time, so you could be up there for 20 minutes talking with them, but here it may only be, 5 seconds, because time is ticking. So here we go. And you may be able to have some recall of what you can do to help yourself. Everybody's a little different. So here we go, coming back down, bringing what we brought up with us. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, coming up into the room. That's the transporter room, coming back down. Here we go, coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, hope you all enjoyed the lightship session here. And you probably feel much more at peace. What I'll suggest to some people is I heard on the news today or something or paper that from somebody else that I was, overhearing something from, that there's some kind of maybe epidemic in New York or something with the flu. So I don't know if that's true or not, but that's kind of what I thought I heard. So that means that if you're concerned about that, and you live back east in that area, maybe adjoining state, you may want to do some timeline crashes and get off the flu timeline. And by doing so, you may have more wellness. Can't guarantee it'll keep you from having the flu, but I can guarantee you that everybody who has the flu is on a flu timeline. So, do those timeline crashes. I think it's $20 for a week and $60, I think, for the month, and you can do a lot of preventative maintenance and stuff on that. So whatever you're dealing with that you have a problem with, that's because you're on a timeline with that particular situation and condition. Get off of it. So we'll see if Kathy's with us. Are you still there, Kathy?
Thank you, Ron, for the trip to the lightship. It was a wonderful excursion, and I didn't see much, but I did feel the energies. And it's always great to read the comments that people put in the fast chat about what they see and heal and feel. The circulatory room was welcomed by several people. Someone said their circulation feels better and they're warmer now. And then you've got a question about how to interact with the light beings, such as if they have a consultation with the light beings and they make a recommendation, such as for maybe circulation, can they thereby do a clearing from the website for that particular diagnosis?
Yeah, they could.
Or
that's how we have
body
jumpstart. Yeah, we have almost everything covered on the website, I think, because I have so many people coming to me wanting more and more stuff, because they have more stuff. They wanted to have more clearings, and like I mentioned, I only had, 4 clearings initially, I think, on the website, and then it grew from there. So if it's not covered, whatever you're dealing with, then you can go on to the special clearing, and the special clearing is a whole lifetime clearing that can be devoted to your one particular situation. And remember, if you have something now that's maybe chronic or something, this spell that you probably had it for your whole life, and it was just waiting to manifest into maturity. So, you know, if you have a situation that happened maybe a couple years ago and you still have it, maybe it's taken 30 years for it to manifest. So it means you have to go back 30 years to nip it in the bud. So that's why you need to do whole lifetime clearings. And that's why we have whole lifetime clearings, because otherwise it can just give you a Band-Aid. So the you know, the main clearing that we put up to help people was the Body Jumpstart bundle. So do that one if you do have a situation that you're dealing with and you just, you know, you just can't get rid of it. That clearing is very, very good. Can't guarantee it'll help you a lot or fix you, but it should do a lot for you. So I can't do any kind of claims of wellness, but other people will definitely, you know, say that it has helped them. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for the answer, Ron. And in the meantime, they can still request circulation, attention to circulation and other issues we may have on various flight trip visits, correct?
Yeah, as long as you go to the light ship, if you're on next week and you go, you can still request the same thing. Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. Or if you're on the conference calls that we have, you can request that too.
A few minutes ago, you mentioned timelines. I've got a question on CLF, questions from RD, and is being disturbed by a barking dog. So I was asking your advice about particular clearing that can be used to remedy the disturbances.
Boy, I would think the dog probably has entities, so I would do a maybe a whole lifetime entity clearing on the dog, figure out about how old the dog is. And, you know, most pets don't live, you know, as much as old as we do. So I'd say it's probably under 15 years old. And if it's like 5 years of age, just go in and do a full lifetime clearing on the dog, maybe for entities. And that might help it out, because the dog probably is possessed with other barking dogs that's attached to it, but the dog is barking. So another way of stating this here is that for some reason, the dog started to bark, okay? So what made the dog bark initially? You know, and then from there, it may have picked up more entities. So maybe the dog would only bark once in a while, but as the entities came in, they're looking out of the eyes of the dog, sort of, but not completely, but they're being aroused and they keep barking. So that could be what that would be. You might also look at the dog. And even though it's not your dog, you're helping the dog out to help you. That's hard for people to understand, especially if you have an ex in your life and they don't like you at all or you don't like them. And the best thing you can do for them is to do an emotional clearing so that you can have peace between you. Some people don't want to invest money in their ex because of the way it is, you know, but you don't have to tell them, but do a clearing on your enemies. That's basically what, what Jesus sort of said in a way, you know, turn the other cheek. Don't let them bother you. But the whole thing is get them cleared out so they won't bother you. And they may need more than one clearing, but when you do that, it's helping out them to you and everybody else around them. And maybe they have, the dog could have other barking entities in it, from another dog down the street. And so by clearing out the dog, then maybe the other dog that's barking a lot may have some relief also. So that's what I would probably suggest. And just kind of, and if you know the dog, just see if you think it has emotional situations going on. Maybe you want to do an emotional clearing for it. Or maybe it has some kind of abuse from the owner. So you never know what these animals go through. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Can you please advise Cameron? He seems to be seeing brighter lights in his house and brighter colors. Wondered if this is part of the phenomena you were talking about earlier where things are changing on the new timeline.
Well, very possibly. If it looks like your reality that you see with your eyes is different than what it used to be, and these things all came about, you know, around the third week in December, They started it actually, doing some work, probably, in August, I think. But, you know, as we approached from August to December, it got stronger and stronger with different energies, and then the big abduction time came, and now we have a brand new year, which is a brand new timeline that was never here before. And so very possibly, you're looking at a new reality around you that was never here before because it's a new alien timeline. So that's how I would probably answer that question. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, Ron. I'm trying to keep up with the questions here. Now there's another one I'm just going to get from Q. If our enemies are aliens, do we clear them too? Would the alien attack page neutralize our alien enemies?
Well, normally you just work with one particular situation, you know. So that question, cannot say that by doing a clearing for aliens, which would be typically two or more, is going to solve that problem. Because you may be having to deal with millions of aliens that are attached to you. So just doing a few of them may not make much of a difference. It could be possible that they may want to have that clearing and do that. So I have a hard time answering that question because I don't know, you know. But yes, the aliens do need help, but they may not understand how light works, and the light is not necessarily going to go into darkness to do a clearing on aliens. If they're attached to you, that's a different story. So that's the way I would probably answer that question. So the light doesn't look for darkness. You know, it stumbles upon it as it's looking for light in the darkness. But if you are connected to something like that, an alien that's maybe, we'll just say you have an entity frog on you in the back, right? And this is an alien frog, doesn't have a spirit in it, and it's riding on you, on your back, taking away your life force energy. Then it's connected to you, and your life force energy will have light in it. So it's now sucking light. So the light ship can come and maybe help the frog to work through the light that the frog has ingested, okay, if you can kind of follow me. And then it's now going to have a healing. Whether it goes far enough into the darkness of the blueprint of the frog, I don't know, but it will help to heal part of that. And, you know, so that would be one way to look at that. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, we have another question about entities, about 10 till, Ron. But I'd just like to take a moment to remind everyone to continue to send their questions to clfquestions@yahoo.com. for Monday's program, Healing Highway, and also that today Ron completed 4 hours of a visit to the light ship, which is part of the conference call offers, and we'll resume tomorrow, January 13th at 10 a.m. for more healing on the light ship like we had today, and it will be for about 8 hours. So just to remind everybody of that. Okay, now, Ron, back to the entities clearing you did earlier in the program. You mentioned addictions. Someone wants clarification, has some self-sabotage behaviors. Is that part of entities, wondering?
Yes, that could be, yes, uh-huh. Because they're working through you. I guess the way to answer that question is, are you fully conscious when you self-sabotage yourself? Most people are not, which means that somebody else has given you a program and you're just running a program. Now, if you're fully conscious on doing something, then that would not be an entity because then you're in control of yourself and you're using your free will, free choice to have a situation happening that would be like self-sabotage. But most people who do that are completely oblivious to what's happening and that's probably an entity doing it using your body, because it's stronger than your own consciousness, because that's just the way they are, and they're controlling your body and having your body do different things. And then from there, you eventually wake up, or the entities leave you, and now you're left holding the bag, wondering what happened to you in your life, because you really didn't mean to do that, which is because it's true, because your spirit didn't mean to harm you, but the entities did. So very possibly, I would say that would be correct. I think I have a clearing on the website for self-sabotage to help to get rid of that stuff, too. But I would say entities, you know, that's the big one. And they can bring forth other stuff into you that you don't know anything about. You've all heard of stories where a person dies. You're at the funeral, and maybe a few months later, somebody's saying, gee, you know, look at Fred over here. He's acting like, Uncle Harry or Grandfather Harry, you know. He has these mannerisms, you know. He's scratching his nose the way he used to do. Or maybe he's all of a sudden taking up smoking, which, you know, the grandfather did. That's why he died, because of lung cancer. Maybe he's coughing now because entities came into him that was from the grandfather. And, you know, all this stuff can happen. So plus that strong entity can body hop from people to people, and if it's a relative, it can come into you also. So this is what happens with entities. So entities are probably the reason why the planet is the way it is. And the entities can work through the DNA. And like we mentioned before in other programs, they can come through and work through judgments, you know, like the Hatfields and the McCoys, in a sense, you know. Something gets triggered, and the entities go for the ride. And they're having a great blast, a good time, because they're taking your energy. They don't care if you live or die at the end of it. They'll find somebody else. You know, all they're doing is using you. That's much like people who go walking down the street next to a busy, shopping area. Maybe there's a bar, and they go in to get one drink, and they end up getting polluted because all the entities hopped on them, and they all wanted to have that drink. So all of a sudden, you get 20 drinks, and you wonder why you're messed up the next day or worse. So that's the entities coming into you. Did you mean to do it? Well, maybe the first time going into the bar, maybe you wanted to have a drink for some reason, or maybe an entity hopped on you, whispered in your ear and said, oh, I need to have, some kind of drink or something, you know, some whiskey or whatever. And you think, yeah, I think that's okay. You know, I had whiskey, 20 years ago. I'll have another one right now. And you go in there and you wonder why you got plastered. So that's what happens. Entities do that. And is that part of self-sabotage? Yeah, entities are doing that to you to self-sabotage you. Just think if you had to do something very important the next day. Maybe your whole job career, hinged upon what you're doing. Maybe this is on a Sunday, and the Monday you had to go in for the job interview where you'd be making, $300,000 a year, and you're completely wasted in your bed, and you can't do it, and you don't show up. And they say, well, we'll get somebody else now. Now you really feel like drinking. So, back to you, Kathy.
The listeners are thanking you for the explanations and also for the healing trip to the Creation Lightship and the healings. Ron, you have one request here, well, several. They're all asking for the same thing. Can we put it back on the CLS Earth timeline, the 2012 timeline?
This will only work live on the people listening here. So here we go. We're going to go back to the timeline. This will be the timeline before the year changed. We have it on a BBS program. It'll work five times for you. So if you've already had a couple of these, just kind of mark it down. So here we go. One, I just change your the whole timeline going back to last year. And this is where the alien timeline that you're living in right now did not exist. Midnight, it did, on that particular day. But here we go, when it was New Year's. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we need to sign off now because time is very short, a little bit over time here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Kathy. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow. If you want to get alien parasitic life forms, these invisible critters, out of your body. So we have that tomorrow. So blessings, everybody. See you later. Thank you.